Okay. To begin, I'd like to invite you to get into a posture that is comfortable for you and relaxed. So you can be sitting down, you could even be lying down, you could be standing. Just whatever feels comfortable to you, a posture that supports both the relaxation in the body and the alertness in the mind. And you can close your eyes fully or leave them partially open, whatever feels most comfortable to you. One is not better than another. And as we're beginning this meditation today, I invite you to settle into the body. You might get a sense of that posture that you're in right now, the shape of the posture. Even noticing the shape of it from the inside out, from the top of the head, working your way down the entire body, through the neck and torso, the arms, to the sits bones and legs. Really getting a sense of the shape of your posture right now. And now that the body is a little more still in this moment, resting on the chair or cushion, if you're standing, resting on the soles of the feet, you might even get a sense of the mind resting on the body, coming to rest on the body itself. And as an aid to both our relaxation and our alertness, I invite you to take several deep breaths right now, inhaling slowly and deeply, really filling the lungs, feeling the expansion of the chest and belly, and then perhaps holding for several moments. And then when you're ready, slowly exhaling. Deep and slow breathing like this helps to calm the nervous system and can allow us to be more responsive to our needs. And then when you're ready, just allowing the breath to return to its natural rhythm. And once again, you might scan through the body and notice if there are any areas in the body that feel pleasant to you this afternoon or today. It might be a pleasant sensation in the hands or the soles of the feet, Maybe just the pleasant sensation of breathing. And you might even savor that. And now I invite you to scan through the body once again and notice if there's any areas of discomfort or tension in the body. And see if you can soften towards the discomfort or the tension, not as a way to make it go away or to fix it, but simply to be present in a caring way, in a compassionate way, with the discomfort or the tension. It's a way of validating what's true for ourselves right now. Ah, this feels a little uncomfortable right now. And remember to be as gentle with yourself as possible around this. Sometimes it's most skillful just to soften around the edges of any discomfort or pain. You don't want to add to it with emotional overwhelm. It's the idea of inclining towards discomfort, just as you might incline towards a puppy or a kitten that may have an injured paw. It's that quality of being with when suffering is happening. We can be with ourselves and hold ourselves in compassion. In fact, if you like, you can place a hand or hands on the heart or on the place in the body where the discomfort resides as another gesture of support and care for yourself. And feel free to leave your hand on your heart or some other soothing place on the body for as long as you like. And returning it to the heart or other place on the body whenever you feel the need of support and compassion. And now I invite you to find a place in the body where the sensations are neutral, where it's neither pleasant nor unpleasant. Just a place in the body where you can feel that absence of pleasure, the absence of discomfort. And just notice what that's like. These places of neutrality can be difficult to observe sometimes. The pleasure and discomfort usually grab our attention. It can be quite skillful to find places of neutrality in the body. Perhaps the top of the head, maybe the elbow, the side of the calves, the heel of the foot or the heel of the hand. And now, if you like, you can open your awareness to the body as a whole, from head to toe and inside and out. Really just detecting all the different sensations and expressions of vitality in the body right now. Through the skin, the flesh, and the bone. Perhaps even getting a sense of the wholeness of the body. Perhaps there's even a sense of the whole body breathing, not just the lungs, but the entire body breathing. Breathing itself. And now, if you like, you might direct your attention to the heart area, noticing the mood that's present at the heart right now. Moods can be quite subtle. They're much more subtle than emotions. There might be a contented mood present, or maybe a mood of feeling low. Perhaps a mood of feeling energetic in some way. It's almost as if you have to relax back and let the quality of the mood bubble up. Because it can be in the background, quite subtle. And again, if it feels supportive, feel free to place a hand on the heart or some other soothing place on the body as you detect the background mood for yourself. Perhaps even offering yourself some sense of compassion, support, either verbally or can just be that inclining towards your own heart with care and compassion, just as you would incline towards a dear friend. You can incline towards your own heart in that same way. moods have a way of persisting longer than emotions. It can last for a few hours, a few days even, perhaps even longer. Emotions last much shorter. They arise, exist for a while, and then fade away, often re-arising and living their own life through us. And now I invite you to look to see if there are any emotions present right now. They're stronger than the background mood. Perhaps there's fear present or sadness, a sense of peace, even a sense of grace. Just noticing how any emotions are being expressed in your being right now. And if there's any discomfort associated with the emotions, once again, inclining towards yourself in a kind and compassionate way. Supporting yourself in the best way that you can. And if there's any challenge associated with this practice, perhaps even relaxing into the purity of your intention to be with yourself in a skillful and wholesome way. Our intentions are valuable in and of themselves. They can help guide us in our life. And as you're noticing emotions rise and exist for a while, you might gently label them silently to yourself. Just simply like contentment or joy, anxiety, depression, excitement. Sometimes the moment we label them, they disappear. So you might watch carefully to see what re-arises. Labeling emotions can be a helpful way of regulating and connecting with what's happening in any particular moment. It can also be helpful when we notice an emotion arising to feel where it's located in the body. If happiness or joy arises, perhaps we can feel it in our cheeks. If anger arises, maybe we can feel it in our hands, or maybe the belly or chest. If sadness arises, perhaps we can detect that sadness in our posture. There may be a heavy feeling in the posture. Locating the emotions in the body can be another way of caring for our emotional state. Once again, we can incline towards that area in the body where the emotion is located. Maybe placing a hand there with support and care. Or simply inclining mentally towards the place in the body where the emotion is located. Holding and connecting with the emotion with warmth and care. Once again, opening to the body, to the heart, and to the mind as a whole. Just noticing your vitality right now in all the ways it's being expressed, from physical sensations to thoughts, emotions. Even to the mind, wanting to leave the present moment and moving into the past, the future, fantasizing or whatever. Just noticing how we're alive right now. Perhaps even savoring that contact with our own vitality, our own aliveness. Audre Lorde once said, caring for myself is not self-indulgence. It is self-preservation. Caring for myself is not self-indulgence. It is self-preservation. And now just letting go of this practice and just taking a moment to rest in the body right now. Perhaps even recollecting some of the important things that occurred during this meditation. Perhaps also feeling gratitude for your own effort at practice, your own intentions to wake up. And then when you're ready, you can open your eyes.